This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 31 for Friday, August 23rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is seeking to end the week on a high note, continuing its up and down trade over the past few days. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all higher, providing support for the oilseed. Crude oil is also up, with gains of more than $1 US per barrel. Canadian Labour Minister Steve McKinnon ordered Canadian National Railway to go to binding arbitration with their workers on Thursday, with operations to resume as soon as possible. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract is up $13 per ton at $578.50. In the US, wheat is steady to lower, while corn and soybeans are in the green. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour came to a close on Thursday, showing corn yields in Minnesota averaging 164.9 bushels per acre, lower than both last year's estimate and the three-year average. On the flip side, Iowa averaged 192.79 bushels per acre, up from last year's estimate and the three-year average. On Thursday morning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported two private export sales of U.S. corn, 132,000 tons of new crop to unknown destinations, and 110,490 tons more to Mexico. Ukraine's Ag Ministry reported 2.2 million tons of corn were exported so far in the first month and a half of the 2024-25 marketing year. Corn in France was rated at 76% good to excellent, according to France Agrimaire on August 19th, unchanged from the week before, but down 6 points from last year. The December corn contract is up 1 US cent per bushel at $3.95. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour reported soybean pod counts in Minnesota to average 1,036.59 per 3x3-foot square, above last year's average and close to the three-year average. In Iowa, the pod count averaged 1,312.31, up from both last year's average and the three-year average. The USDA reported a private sale of 198,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China, with flash sales totaling 1.26 million tons this week. In addition, 105,000 tons of soy meal were also sold to Vietnam. The November soybean contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.70. Rains over the past day and a half have halted harvesting progress in spring wheat growing areas of the U.S., with quality becoming a concern. Ukraine exported 3.1 million tons of wheat so far in the 2024-25 crop year, according to its ag ministry. France has completed its soft wheat harvest, expected to be its smallest crop since the 1980s. Rains in Argentina should improve the country's wheat crop, of which 6.3 million hectares were planted, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The December Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $5.36 U.S. per bushel. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.43. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.